raise hand feature. Wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. And if we could have roll call taken, please.
All right, thank you. Please respond with here when I call your name. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Mitchell.
Here.
City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Godsey.
Here.
City of Tigard, Commissioner Goodhouse.
Here.
City of Wilsonville, Commissioner Ackerval.
Here.
Thank you. This concludes roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using the Microsoft participant list.
Perfect. And do we have a quorum need, or if we're not voting on anything, do we need to have a quorum? I noticed it was in the chat.
Yeah, we have 4 out of 6, so I believe we have a quorum.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. General Manager's Report. Mr. Kraska, will you please present the General Manager's Report?
Thank you, Chair Goodhouse, and good evening, Commissioners. So, let's remind myself that I'm running the presentation tonight. So, General Manager's Report, as we always do, we'll start off with a safety minute. This time it's about keeping your electronic device software updated, and after that I'll continue on with the rest of my General Manager's Report. So, first off, our safety moment. So keeping your electronic software, device software updated, sometimes we get these pop-up windows that inform us that device updates are available. Other times we need to search for updates, and it's important to take the time to update your device to keep it working efficiently and securely. So why are they important? Well, they come with security fixes. So the updates help prevent installing malware in your device. Ignoring these updates is the digital equivalent of essentially leaving your doors unlocked and open. These updates provide better functionality. They often provide new and enhanced features. They also fix bugs in the software. The providers are continuously checking for faults in their source code. Updating your software can help prevent these bugs from affecting your device and also improve hardware performance. Updates can increase the overall driver performance, improve Wi-Fi connectivity, and improve battery life. So how do we go about doing it? One way to do it is set your device up for automatic updates and just let it take care of itself, or check for updates at least once a month, once a week would might be better, and check for updates of both your operating system and your applications. Most updates are found within settings, and steps for that vary by device. And for specific instructions on your device, type in update and device in an internet search engine and follow the instructions that are available online. So with that, continuing on now with the General Manager's Report. I need to bring it up here in a second here. I can appreciate your patience. So this is just kind of wanted to do at this moment, kind of a progress review of the WIF Commission. And the first meeting of the WIF Commission was held back on April 30th, 2018. At that time, we had just recently executed the WIF Intergovernmental Agreement that set forth the terms for joint ownership, management, and operation of the intake facilities in a prudent, economic, and inefficient manner to provide water to the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant and the Willamette Water Supply System. At that time, we were still designing the plant improvements to the intake screens, the intake pipeline, pump station building, and the riverbank stabilization. Since 2018, we've completed the design, we've bid the work, and now essentially all of the WIF improvements are complete. We replaced the intake screens with higher capacity screens. We installed new piles in the river to protect the screens from debris floating downstream. And we installed a fence on the riverbank to protect the screens from riverbank debris. The joints on the intake pipeline have been reinforced to withstand the shaking of a major seismic event. Using a combination of deep soil mixing and jet grouting, we stabilized the riverbank to protect our pump station caisson from lateral spreading due to or during a major seismic event. This extreme soil movement could have caused extensive damage to our facility. We also rebuilt the pump station structure to improve in strength and resiliency. All this work was completed on time and within budget. Cost transparency is very important to the WIF Commission, as demonstrated by the fact that the estimated cost of these improvements was written into the IGA in Exhibit 11 at about $15.3 million. The final cost for this work to date is $13.9 million, or $1.4 million, about 9% below budget. This is remarkable given the preliminary nature of the cost estimates that were used when the IGA was written. It speaks to the extensive efforts applied to design the improvements and manage constructions and stay within budget. It's also fortunate the work was completed prior to the major inflationary period we are currently experiencing. In fiscal 2021, we worked to identify the mission, vision, values, and goals of the WIF Commission. That resulted in establishing goals for alignment among the six agencies that comprise the WIF Commission. Starting off with the mission that we established, it is to responsibly secure a safe and reliable Willamette River drinking water supply for our communities. Our vision is to become a trusted steward of the Willamette River watershed. And our values are to conduct business in a manner that is unified, responsible, and reliable. Regarding our goals, we developed and adopted six goals for the WIF Commission. Number one, develop and maintain a state and regionally supported source water protection plan. Number two, acquire grants, loans, and funding in support of source water protection plan implementation. Number three, promote information exchange amongst the stakeholders, tracking relevant data on emergent issues such as contaminants, natural hazards, and regulatory changes. Number four, lead outreach and education on the Willamette River Basin history and current and future needs for protection. Number five, give members of the WIF Commission resources to enable them to serve as water quality experts and representatives of WIF Commission interests. And number six, invest in monitoring technology and communications networks with upstream and downstream agencies and private partners to detect and provide early incident notifications. So in summary, the WIF Commission has accomplished a lot in its first 4 years, working to improve the capacity and seismic resiliency of our intake and to build alignment and common ground for future efforts. All involved should be proud of what we've accomplished so far, and we greatly appreciate your continued support. Going forward, our annual work plans will continue to reflect shared goals of the WIF Commission. A few more updates for you, starting off with the WIF easement updates. WIF IGA Exhibit Number 1 is an incomplete document that establishes the easement for the WIF. It is incomplete in that the planned improvements needed to be constructed before the easement boundaries could be established. The easement entails a transfer of property from the current property owners, City of Wilsonville and Fulton Valley Water District, to the WIF Commission. Exhibit 1 also includes an update to the easement with the State of Oregon Division of State Lands for the portions that are below the ordinary low water line. Staff have prepared an updated WIF easement to facilitate completing Exhibit 1 and update the existing DSL agreement with as-built conditions. In 2023, so next calendar year, staff will bring this item to the Management Committee for review before bringing it to this board for approval. Regarding quarterly financial reports, Task 4.C of the annual work plan requires the managing agency to prepare quarterly financial reports and provide them to the WIF Commission as part of this packet. Attached to this general manager's report is the WIF quarterly financial statement for the period ending June 30, 2022, and the WIF quarterly financial report for period ending September 30, 2022. And finally, one more update. Regarding an update on possible move to hybrid meetings, at the April 25, 2022 WIF Commission Board meeting, commissioners discussed the pros and cons of meeting remotely and in person. Following discussion, the board agreed to try a hybrid meeting on October 24, 2022, so essentially this meeting, if TVWD's technology upgrade was complete and staff had had time to test the technology to host a hybrid meeting. Due to delays in receiving the necessary equipment, TVWD boardroom will not be equipped for hybrid meetings until later this year. Staff will provide another status update at the January 2023 WIF board meeting, which is expected to be held remotely. And that concludes this general manager's report. Chair Goodell, I'd be glad to take any questions or pass the meeting back to you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
Commissioner Gubbs, no questions.
Okay. Hearing none, I'll move on. Public comment. Public comment at the time set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda. and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Do we have any one waiting for public comment?
No public comment today.
Okay, thank you. And then let me see. Do we have the consent agenda? I don't know if I need to read the whole thing. Do we have a motion to approve the April 25th, 2022 meeting minutes?
Commissioner Godsey, I move to approve the consent agenda.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I second.
Perfect. And then everyone in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion passes. And it looks like for business agenda items, we have none. And we'll move on to the informational items. We'll start with A, with Ms. Walter. We'll present a staff report on watershed protection, monitoring, and outreach plan.
Good evening, commissioners. This is just a very quick update on where we're at, going into phase two in the development of the Watershed Protection Monitoring and Outreach Plan, or our Source Water Protection Plan. Since the board last met in April, on June 6th, we held a workshop with representatives of the WIF Operations and Management Committees, members from both of those groups, to basically close out the work of phase one, during which we reviewed the findings of two technical memos we asked our consultant GeoSynTech to produce. The first one was on the Willamette Watershed history, characterization, and stakeholders. And the second was the Willamette River data risks analysis, basically what's in the water that we need to be aware of moving forward with the development of a plan. The group reviewed the history of the river, its changing conditions, public perceptions, key water monitoring studies and reports that have been produced and relevant to water quality. The GeoSynTech team also facilitated a stakeholder identification and mapping exercise with the group. Basically, that exercise was to help prioritize the stakeholders that we identified in the community that we'd be, that the board would be interested in and could be a reference list for future partnerships. With the feedback gathered during the workshop, staff worked with GeoSynTech over the summer to fine-tune the scope of work that we anticipate to be completed by the end of this fiscal year, so by June 30th, 2023. The new scope of work will be including small group interviews with the partner agencies on high priority issues, valued stakeholders, and preferred outreach strategies. GeoSynTech team will also be conducting short one-on-one interviews with each of the commissioners to assess priorities identified stakeholder organizations that might that we have produced in this list, as well as to identify if there's any existing relations that you all might be having out there with the community that we want to make sure is on our list, and then most importantly, to address any concerns the commissioners might have about the project team reaching out to possible stakeholders at this junction. I can tell you that those two interview groups, first the small group interviews with each of the partners, and then the short interviews with the commissioners, we are targeting to have those done completed before we go into the holidays. So in November and possibly reaching into early December, but to have that information completed and with that information, along with developing branding, messaging, themes, and delivery methods and measurements of success, we will go into the new year, into 2023, this winter, to be prepared to conduct 5 workshops to educate and engage external stakeholders that we've identified through this process. We're going to educate them about the opportunities for cooperating together with the WIF Commission to achieve shared goals of the WIF's Source Water Protection Plan. GeoSynTech will also be, during this period of time between now and June 30th, they will be developing a comprehensive review of current and pending funding opportunities to support the implementation of the plan. So they're going to come up with a technical memo detailing out and scheduling out and giving us a calendar of when these funding opportunities come up, when, if we're ready, we might want to be pursuing and putting in for funding applications for those in the near future. And then they will also be reviewing for us and providing information about watershed and water quality monitoring technology, its costs and opportunities for funding, funding as well as partnership opportunities related to going after that water quality monitoring technology. So that's what they are tasked with completing between now and June 30th. In addition to working to set up the interviews for both the partner agencies and individually with the commissioners, we have set up monthly progress meetings with the core team that's working with them of staff. And those have been set up from now through June 30th of this coming year. And the last piece of information to share with you, the phase two work that we anticipate completing by June 30th, the total cost, estimated cost for that work, $255,500, which we added to the GeoSyntec contract. That is what I had. Any questions the group might have?
Looks like none. Thank you for the presentation.
You got it.
We'll move on to item B. Mr. Carey, will you present a staff report on legislative update?
Yes, good evening, commissioners. Dave, if you could advance the slide one more, I think. There we go. Good evening. So, yeah, in the interest of, we'll just keep this fairly focused. We have a few slides to go through just a few few highlights about legislative updates related to the WIF Commission, water resources related things, etc. So next slide. So just a high level overview really fast. The 2020-2023 Oregon legislative session will begin in January. As a reminder, this is a long session year, which means the session will last for approximately 6 months. As a precursor to this upcoming session, what we refer to as legislative days are currently underway. So this provides agency staff, stakeholder groups, an opportunity to look at major initiatives, early insight to those things that our legislators may be considering, and allows these stakeholders, including us, the opportunity to understand the drivers behind the initiatives and subsequent bills that may be introduced during the session. So as you can imagine, we are engaged at this point, keeping track of what's going on and as part of those stakeholder groups. So certainly more news to come about this. One of the particular items that we are tracking and working closely with in terms of how this may play out during the actual session is what's roughly referred to as groundwater allocation item or issue. So the legislature is evaluating a potential hold on new groundwater permits until the current approval process through the Oregon Water Resources Department can be adjusted to align with existing state objectives. For example, place-based planning and other integrated water resource strategies. So while there remains considerable uncertainty around what actions may be recommended through this initiative, the resulting process may also have implications for surface water permitting. Staff will remain engaged on this topic through various coalition efforts, including providing feedback and guidance as it relates to water providers. So still some uncertainty, no reason to get everybody's alarm, but just wanted to flag that one. We are closely tracking and engaged with this item and just the potential ramifications for state water resources issues. Next slide. So next item, just for awareness for commission members tonight, is what's referred to as the Oregon Water Data Portal Project. So this project is a concept originating from Oregon's 2017 Integrated Water Resources Strategy and the 100-year Water Vision. The objective of a water data portal is to bring together Oregon's water data and information to a single point of access so that, quote, water decision makers and others, end quote, can find the data more easily, thereby improving data access and integration for better water-related decision-making. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, is leading a multi-agency effort for initial scoping and design of this portal. DEQ, the Oregon Water Resources Department, and the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board are the primary state agencies involved in this initial scoping effort. Water providers are involved in this effort, including participating in a joint listening feedback session earlier this month in October. So future updates will be shared as more is learned about the project. This is a long-term project, just to be clear, in initial early stages. So I would add that I commend Oregon for beginning this effort, but it's also a very lofty effort to consider data, statewide data migrating to one point and how we could all use it effectively. Next slide. Oh, so another particular topic, thought we'd include this one just for awareness because it's in the news so much lately. So PFAS, per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are in the news quite a bit lately. So what's in store for Oregon drinking water providers? Well, the the fifth unregulated contaminant monitoring rule, what we refer to as UCMR5, requires public water systems serving more than 10,000 customers to collect drinking water samples for this upcoming round for 29 per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, during a 12-month period starting in 2023 through 2025. 12-month period means a block of time that we'll be sampling for those things seasonally as drinking water providers. So one correction on here, I just want to be clear. TVWD, Wilsonville, Hillsboro, Beaverton, and Tigard and Sherwood tested for PFAS from 2013 to 2015 in compliance with UCMR3. No detectable levels of PFAS were found. However, that was a much smaller grouping of PFAS compounds. So all six of us, again, will be, six WIF commission members will be sampling for PFAS under UCMR5, that expanded list. Just one thing to note, reporting limits are considerably lower this time around. In the 2 to 3 parts per trillion. So more data to share about this. All of us as agencies will be looking into this, if you weren't aware of that already, and did want to end at least on what we're hearing from the state legislator and our state regulatory agencies, that the Oregon Health Authority plans to follow EPA's lead on PFAS regulations, given the absence of an extensive problem in Oregon. Extensive meaning that we don't typically have widespread issues as other parts of the country do. Just wanted to be clear, that doesn't mean there are not isolated cases of systems or communities that have groundwater contamination, which is typically the higher occurrence rate in our state and parts of the Pacific Northwest. Next slide. So last on the update tonight, just an ongoing item that involves quite a bit of state level coordination and engagement, something that transitions between the state and federal level at times. So the Willamette Basin reallocation, while no direct legislation is currently being discussed or developed related to state level implementation of the reallocation, this effort remains a key project for water providers. Subsequently, ongoing engagement with both state agency staff and legislators continues. Several water agency representatives met with OWRD's Willamette Basin coordinator over these last couple of months to discuss what's referred to as the draft situation assessment and work plan for the Willamette River Basin. The goal of this effort is to help OWRD, or Oregon Water Resources Department, gain a greater awareness of challenges facing the basin and reallocation implementation, using the results to create various work plans that better define the Water Resources Department's resource and staffing needs. So, in fact, we have another follow-up meeting this week with a broader coalition of stakeholders about this very concept to meet with the Willamette Basin coordinator position. Last but not least, in addition, a major milestone has been met for municipal and industrial use of stored water, which is effectively us as drinking water providers. So the Water Resources Department has issued a certificate for a little over 400 acre feet of stored water for M&I use in Cottage Grove and Dorena reservoirs as a result of Eugene Water and Electric Board's long-term water supply planning efforts. This certificate requires secondary applications, what we refer to as stored water right permits, to be accompanied by a contract with a contracting entity, which provides flexibility for contracts with either the Corps of Engineers or others associated with reallocation efforts in the basin. As a result of this action, the Corps is now taking the first steps to develop a final stored water contract for Eugene Water and Electric. This process is likely to take some time as reviews and approvals make their way through the Corps chain of command. But the important part about this is that once approved, Corps' goal is to use this contract to develop a standard template, if you will, for the basin that will expedite future stored water contracts by us municipal water suppliers. So major milestone achieved in this long-term project. Just wanted to highlight that tonight. Next slide. And with that, that concludes my presentation with a nice picture of some fall scenery along the Willamette River. So some orange Halloween theme for you as we approach Halloween. Happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Perfect. Then we'll go on to the next one. It looks like the next board meeting is scheduled for January 23rd, 2023, and looks like we'll still be via Microsoft Teams unless that changes.
We will we'll just keep that with Microsoft Teams just to keep it easy for everybody. And given how slowly the work has gone on with converting the TVW boardroom to hybrid meetings, let's just assume that one's a Teams meeting, and then we'll discuss at that meeting if the April meeting will be a hybrid meeting.
Okay, perfect. And I know with other committees too, that with election season, I don't know what we're looking at for changeover. Obviously, we have Councillor Rosner on there. I'm running for mayor, so fingers crossed I get that, and I'm still on this committee or not. And I don't know who else might be changing or what we might be changing with this. So there may be a decent new guard on in January. Looks like a question.
No, I just wanted to say that this is my last meeting and it's been a pleasure working with you guys.
Thank you very much for your time and work on this committee.
Very much appreciated. Good luck to future endeavors. So thank you for coming and helping us out here.
Thank you.
So looks like we might have quite the change for the new year. So it looks like there's no non-agenda items. Do we have any other, does anyone else have any other announcements or comments or anything else they'd like to discuss? Okay, well, everyone have a great day enjoying the change in weather and I think, do we need a motion for adjournment or do we just adjourn?
I think we just adjourn. Wish everyone happy elections.
Happy elections, and have a great, great day and great week.
Okay. Thanks again, everybody.
Be here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.